let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that we may begin and live our Holy Week to its fullest, that we may embrace your love, come to a deeper understanding of all that you did for us, and help us to grow closer, to be greater signs of your truth. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today, of course, is Monday of Holy Week. This is the key week. This is the week where everything comes together. As you look at what's coming up for this week, by the way, don't only focus on the readings, but if you have a chance, definitely go experience some of the rather interesting ways people will be celebrating this week. Obviously, on Thursday night, probably at your local parish, there'll be the Holy Thursday Mass with the adoration that follows it right up until Good Friday, which, of course, everything closes on Good Friday in the church because it's the only day of the year that sacraments are not allowed, including the Mass. But there is a Eucharistic service that the so-called Mass for Good Friday is actually a Eucharistic service. But, you know, a lot of places, a lot of parishes, especially those who have ethnic communities, will have a dramatization of the Passion of Christ. So that's pretty powerful too. So keep that in mind. And if you have a chance to go see one of those experiences, and they're always free because they just do them. And I know one of the places that I served where this was done every year was Chelsea. I don't know if it's still done in Chelsea, but I can always look that up and consider that for Good Friday. As a matter of fact, the procession, the reenacting of the Passion of Christ, that procession and everything is the basically the liturgical expression of the gospel. So it's rather fascinating. And so this is the week to definitely experience that. And then, of course, on Sunday, we, of course, know that Sunday is that powerful day, actually Saturday night and Sunday, when we will be celebrating the resurrection of Christ. And you do know that everything to do with Christ is centered on the resurrection, so much so that I'm writing my fifth book, and I always bring out that powerful eyewitness account by St. Paul in 1 Corinthians 15, where he says, if Jesus did not resurrect from the dead, we are wasting our time. So it's a really powerful experience that we have this week, where we're recognizing that extremely powerful moment. And as I told you, I'm writing my fifth book. So one of the things that when you're writing about Jesus because of the resurrection, verb tense matters. It's fascinating. If I'm writing about Socrates, everything is always in the past. If I'm writing about Jesus, and if I'm writing about what he did when he was walking on the earth, it's the past tense. But if when I'm writing about Jesus as we experience him today, it's the present tense. You see, that's fascinating. Tense matters. So it's really important to know that. As I always remind people, Jesus was a carpenter. He is the way, the truth, and the life. All of that really comes together this week. And we're beginning this week. Our first reading comes from Isaiah 42, where we are beginning to recognize that powerful reading from Isaiah, where the Lord is speaking about this upcoming suffering servant. And this is the powerful passage where he talks about opening the eyes that are blind and bringing prisoners from the dungeon and taking from those who live in darkness and bringing them into the light. All of that, which is part of that reading. And it's an important consideration because as we look at that, we understand this is not only the work of Christ, but this is the work of the church. And if you think about that, this is the work of the church. And if we are doing that, then we are also, and this is what's so essential, reflecting on the value instilled by God into the reality of every person we encounter on the street. So that's an important thing to understand. the many people that you pass and they pass you, and there isn't a word or mention or anything, they are all included in God's plan. And even maybe someone giving you a hard time on the road or something like that, but they're still part of God's plan. And we look at all that. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, which is part of the Voice of St. Anthony Parish. Again, from Allston, Massachusetts. The Voice of St. Anthony Parish is here, and we're spreading the divine word on the AM, the FM dial, and digitally through our podcast. We believe in the power of prayer, and so we're kindly asking for your support in praying for this mission of bringing the message of the gospel over the airwaves and through the podcast. Your prayers are our foundation, but if you feel called to make a monetary donation, we'll talk about that in a minute. We are obviously accepting them, but please keep us in your prayers as we ask the Lord, and we're asking you in your prayers to do this, ask the Lord to show us more and more the mission for 2024, and I guess we could say 2025 as we're looking at that, see where the Lord wants to lead us. By the way, if you'd like to make a monetary donation, you can do it through our website, catholicaudiomedia.com, or at the parish website, ST for stanthonyalston.org. Both have links or even QR codes where you can make a donation. And by the way, if you'd like to mail a donation, you can mail it to 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. And finally, the best way to support our parish is to show up at Mass at 10 o'clock on Sundays, including Easter Sunday. So anyway, we're looking at this powerful reality where this is our mission. Our mission is to communicate not just the road to eternal life, but the mission that the Lord has come to bring life and light to those who feel they are in the grips of death and the grips of darkness. And what that does is it begins with teaching people a very simple reality that God is alive, that Christ resurrected from the dead, and inviting them to pray. That's so important. That's one of our greatest missions, to encounter him, to pray. That was one of the first things I did when, not only when I came back to the church, but I do when I teach. When I came back to the church, I basically just, and this was even before I actually came back to going to church, I just simply prayed a very simple prayer. Teach me that you are real. Teach me, Lord Jesus, that you are real. Show me, Lord, that you are real. Help me to understand or to come to know you, Lord Jesus. Yeah, very simple prayers like that. And that was the doorway that led me back to church. And you remember, you talk about someone who lived in darkness and the whole in the grips of death. Remember, at that time, I was well in the road of imbibement. I don't know if that's even a word. My whole life centered around drinking and getting inebriated. So much so, as I like to remind people, back then, I didn't drive. I had a choice. I had come to a point in my life where I had to give up drinking or driving, and I gave up driving. That's pretty bad. But when I came back, my whole life changed. But it all began with those simple prayers. And that's one of the powerful things we can do, to teach people those simple prayers. Even yourself, if you're listening to this, you tune into the dial and says, hey, what's this? And you're tuning in the dial. That's one thing I'm going to encourage you to do, especially during this Holy Week. Just pray those prayers. Lord Jesus, show me that you are real. Lord Jesus, come to teach me who you are. Little prayers like that. Just do that and see what happens. Don't expect that Jesus is going to appear at your bedpost tonight as you are praying those prayers. That's not going to happen, but or it could. I mean, I'm not going to say it isn't, but chances are it's not going to happen. But over time, you will come to experience this truth of Christ. So that's a pretty powerful thing to do. In any case, this is the week where all of that culminates. This is the week where we come to understand that powerful reality of what Christ did for us many, many years ago, but we recognize it all the time in a Mass. You know, I don't know if you're aware of this when it comes to a Mass. Some people who don't like Catholics will say, well, reenact Jesus' crucifixion every day. No. The body and blood of Christ, which you experience at Mass, connects to the actual sacrifice of Christ on that day. It's not a reenactment. It's a connection to that suffering of Christ. And so that's what we receive at Mass, the body and blood of Christ, the same Christ sacrificed on the cross. So this is a really powerful week for all of us. And we'll see how this week goes, and we'll see where it leads us. It leads us obviously to Easter, but we'll see how this week goes. So keep us in your prayers. Keep your prayers going. We pray for our listeners of the radio show. And in the meantime, we will talk to you again tomorrow. So have yourself a blessed day, and we will see you tomorrow. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com.